We live in the most surveilled and recorded era in human history. The average resident of a city in the United States or Europe appears on camera dozens of times a day, and that does not account for the ways we capture ourselves and others on our phones. As events in Minneapolis in recent days have shown, however, more camera angles have not resulted in a consensus about those events. The social cost of blurred perceptions, we report today, is diminished trust in government and one another. It's Tuesday, January 27th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, a news brief. To find more news updates, go to csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. The remains of the last Israeli hostage held in Gaza were returned to Israel on Monday, 843 days after he was killed during the October 7, 2023 attack by Hamas. The return of Ran Gavili, a police officer killed in a shootout with Palestinian militants while trying to protect residents of a kibbutz, marks the end of one of Israel's most painful chapters and paves the way for implementation of the next phase of the Gaza ceasefire, the reopening of Gaza's border with Egypt to facilitate the entry of additional aid, and the more challenging goals of Hamas disarmament and the establishment of an international security force. Mr. Gavili was one of 251 people taken hostage in the October 7 attack that sparked the war. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Videos of incidents like the recent Minneapolis shootings can be ambiguous, but they can also help determine the narrative most people believe. In the Alex Preti case, the Trump administration's description of what happened conflicted with what people saw from witness recordings. Scott Baldoff, Sophie Hills, and Stephen Humphreys report for the Monitor. Despite Beijing's campaign to encourage women to have more children, new data shows China's population decline is accelerating. Some experts believe the problem lies in the government's narrow, materialistic approach to family planning. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Beijing for the Monitor. Donald Trump isn't the first U.S. leader to upend the status quo. Populism can awaken a nation to concerns ignored by elites, but it can also unravel institutions, from the rule of law to international alliances, that can take generations to rebuild. An essay by former Monitor editor Marshall Ingerson. Winter comforts offer a respite from Scotland's short days and long nights. Not just festivals like Burns Night, January 25th, but also cozy evenings at home help stave off feelings of deprivation. Even homemade soup, which mystery novelist Val McDermid calls central heating for the soul, plays a warming role. Contributor Heller McAlpin reports for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on Memphis's different take on a federal surge. Americans have long struggled with notions of local justice. Should state or federal law sometimes bend to a community's sensibilities and priorities? In Minneapolis, recent instances of violence by immigration enforcement agents, and sometimes by protesters, point to a federal-local split over immigration policies, not to mention which branch of law enforcement should investigate the violent acts. Local justice was once so embedded in America that Vermont took until the 1970s to curb a colonial-era practice of having two non-lawyers or side judges, help decide many court cases alongside a professional judge. Vermonters in the 18th century demanded this two-for-one balance because they were wary of the British king's traveling judges and their appreciation of local values and circumstances. Yet, for every standoff like the current one in Minneapolis, there are today examples of cooperation in implementing law, whether federal, state, or local. The issues are not always simple. Should Minneapolis police, for example, always protect immigration agents from civilians who try to block enforcement? Should the FBI allow the state of Minnesota to join the investigation into shootings by federal law enforcement? A lack of mutual trust, driven by policy differences, can exacerbate such issues. One city currently walking this tightrope better than Minneapolis is Memphis. It is one of several cities where the Trump administration has sent in either the National Guard, ICE, or other federal law enforcement. Starting in September, the Tennessee city received some 1,500 federal personnel, as well as up to 1,000 National Guard members. The surge was backed by a recent state law passed by a Republican-controlled legislature mandating local support of federal enforcement of immigration laws. Memphis Mayor Paul Young, a Democrat, made the decision to work with the federal task force as much as possible to direct it toward the city's biggest problem, a high violent crime rate. His administration has instituted certain safeguards. Federal officials are integrated into the local police unit fighting gangs and organized crime. Local police are required to report abuses by federal agents, such as racial profiling. And the National Guard must not intervene in a crime situation, only notify police. Memphis police often patrol with federal agents and will turn over unauthorized migrants arrested for a state or local crime. But the mayor said the city, with an immigration population of about 7%, has a crime problem instead of an immigrant issue. If these are individuals that have issues with documentation and status that are a part of any efforts around violent crime, then certainly they would be turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Mr. Young told TV station WKNO. In December, the mayor announced that serious crimes were at a 25-year low. That partly fulfilled his goal, stated in September, for the surge of federal law enforcement, to uplift our community and accelerate a safer, stronger future. This is our moment to show the world the truth about Memphis, the mayor stated. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as we persist in purifying our prayers, we find that God never truly fails to meet our needs. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Audrey Thiebert.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.